Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Yeah.
TJ Miller in the studio tomorrow. The podcast available where you get your podcast, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, any kind of podcast system. And Alexa plays the show. Streaming's out there, TNTRadioEmpire.com. And there's other places too, for that matter.
No Netflix. We're not Netflix yet.
New cartoon out there, too, by the way. LD put together a cartoon featuring everybody, Nick Allen, him and his bozo buds from back in school with days, lighting hairspray with a lighter at Skinner's show. That's what you do.
That's on our social media and a YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel.
Yep.
But I don't think you don't need to subscribe to that, do you?
Nope. It's free.
You can.
You can.
But you don't have to.
Yep.
Tyler, you're familiar with Jane Leaves?
Oh, that's your girl.
Daphne?
Yes, from Frasier.
Love Frasier.
One of my favorite sitcoms of all time.
Hot in Cleveland?
Yeah. That's the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're familiar with Eric McCormick?
Oh, he's Will and Grace. Yeah, Will and Grace. Yeah. They're similar ages, right? That's why you're doing this?
They are similar ages. They are also similar heights.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's a tall piece of water, I guess.
She seems to be.
And he's a regular sized guy, so I'd say he's 5'9", she's 5'8", or 5'7". He's 5'9", she's 5'7", and she's older.
McCormick's taller, she's older,
yeah. I'm going to agree with that. Eric McCormick's a little bit taller.
And she's older.
Jane Leaves is 58 today.
Well, she's definitely older than Eric McCormick.
Eric McCormick is 56.
Yep.
Jane Leaves is 5'10".
Oh, she's taller.
Yeah. I bet he's 6 foot.
I don't think he is.
He is not.
No.
5'11"?
He's 5'11".
Yeah! Oh, he still won, though.
Exactly.
2-0 right. All around.
You're all winners.
Not you. You're 1-1 earlier, Push. Remember that.
I'm talking about now. I blocked all that out.
I'm 4-0 today. So
I'm hanging out with a bunch of winners today.
No.
For the moment.
Who's here?
So, yeah.
Everybody's a winner. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Good game.
New study.
Or game.
Yeah. That was a game.
That was a game. That was a game.
And I love Jane Lee.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
We've talked to her.
He's
cool.
Yeah, we have. I like him,
when,
too.
When Hot in Cleveland
and we
was
talked
on.
To Eric McCormick before, too, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he had a show on TNT
the dude from... you recognize the other guy.
I forgot.
Didn't last long. Didn't last.
Nah.
She was a pretty big TV crush.
Was she?
Oh yeah.
Frasier. She was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's tough with an accent, of course. You always love the
British accent. Had all her teeth, and was really pretty.
Yes.
There's a boxing show on ESPN where one of the co-hosts is a tall black woman, but she's got a British accent, and she's hot. And the accent just makes it hotter.
Yeah, the British accent is hot.
She's a female boxing analyst?
When he wants to.
Yeah.
Well, you don't see that very often.
Well, she's kind of the host.
That's how your dad got ladies back in the day, right? With that accent?
I don't know.
Yeah. Man.
Of course, in England, he doesn't have an accent.
No, but he had him here when he moved here.
In college.
He met your mom here.
And he became,
she did.
She melted with that accent.
You know, she must have.
She did.
He was a novelty.
All right.
New study finds that same-sex couples applying for mortgages are rejected more often and face higher interest rates.
Which is weird because I think a lot of same-sex couples both have jobs. They're usually highly educated in general.
That is weird.
So it's called, I don't know, maybe it's called discrimination.
If you ask any landlord, would they rather, rent to a couple of 25-year-old dudes or a gay couple?
Right.
They'll tell you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, right.
The study reports that same-sex couples are 73% more likely than hetero couples to be denied loans.
Why?
If they found that found that they had to pay higher interest rates when they were approved for loans.
Because it's a sin, Tyler.
Yeah, but money's green. All money's green, Todd. And screw you if you think it's a sin. Screw you. Not you, Todd, but the character you're playing there.
Look at the softer, gentler Tyler. Not you, Todd.
Yeah, the character Todd was playing.
The character.
Todd was playing your character.
I don't want you to think that I'm yelling at you. I love you.
Right. I yell at the character.
Bob Dylan making news again.
What are you saying, Bob? That's becoming shorter and shorter, and you're just going blah anymore.
Yeah,
you're not going. You're even doing that. You're going.
That's actually him singing "Knocking on Heaven's Door."
You really got to get into it, man.
Yeah, that was three songs right
what
there.
What are you saying there, Bob?
Now the reason he's saying that
why
is he had to stop a show in Vienna. A fan.
Because he sucks now?
No, that's not why he stopped.
Because nobody knew what he was playing?
That's not new.
No.
Is that Rainy Day Women? I can't tell. Neither can I. Love Bob Dylan. I wish I would have seen one of his shows in my life where I would have understood what he did.
You have to
keep
going.
And that's my fault. I should have went in the 80s.
You got to go a lot.
I should have went in the 80s and saw him. And I
you
didn't
have to go to several shows and you'll catch one of them.
Where he actually sings like he did, like he's supposed to.
So if you go to a bunch of his shows, you may catch a good one?
Yes.
Even now, though? He will break it. Yeah. He will just sing it with a guitar. Like
I have seen a couple good shows, and they were not in a row.
All right.
Out of how many?
Because you were the one
where
you're
at. What kind of percentages are we talking
about? So we're talking
half and half.
30.
We're 0 for 1.
30, 40% maybe.
Okay, so unintelligible. Ah, pretty good. Unintelligible.
I love
even the pretty good ones. He's unintelligible.
Yeah,
but still, I can get the gist.
But
of the
you
song.
Know what the song
but
is.
But you recognize the tune. Mm-hmm. When the three of us saw him together, we didn't even recognize the damn tune.
Nope.
Right, and that happened to me a couple of times for sure.
Yeah,
and that has never happened to me before.
Not any band
in any concert situation.
No.
And if it does happen to me, I'm not giving them a second, third, or fourth shot. I'm going not going back to see that band.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No,
have
but you saw him originally. Didn't you see the first time you ever saw him? He did it. He nailed it.
No.
Oh, it sucked the first time.
No,
you saw him.
I kept going back.
Okay. Well, he figured
it's Bob Dylan.
He figured, well, Craig's here. I'll finally give him a show.
And it's free. Or wasn't it? I don't remember. Yeah. No, not always.
No, really.
Yeah. So he recently stopped a show in Vienna after a fan during the show took his picture.
He doesn't
put the cell phones down.
Make you put your cell phone in a bag.
He does not, but he does have that policy.
No phones.
No. Yeah. No pictures.
I was at the Eagles did that, and I thought it was great.
But he doesn't have him put it in a pouch.
Yeah.
I don't. He sang a verse of "Blowing in the Wind."
Well, the Eagles asked for the first 30 rows or something like that. No, and I was down like the front one of the front rows, redzonetickets.com, when Glenn Frey was still kicking, and. They said, because they didn't want to look down and see phones.
Yeah.
And, further back, I'm sure people had their phones out. But
whatever.
People respected that. You didn't see one phone. And I loved it.
Todd and Tyler, paid spokespeople for redzonetickets.com.
Thank you.
So he stopped singing Blowing in the Wind after a verse and told the audience, take pictures or don't take pictures. We can either play or we can pose.
Did he also say, by the way, I'm singing Blowing in the Wind in case you didn't pick it out?
Now, according to this article at Rolling Stone, prior to that, he said something very similar into the microphone, but it's hard to understand. And then he stepped backwards in an angry huff and tripped over a guitar monitor
and
nearly fell over.
Said what?
He then stood near his band, apparently posing, and then went into a shortened version of It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry before walking off for the night. The band finished the show with an instrumental version of a song that has been the finale during the whole tour. Now, according to Rolling Stone, the incident marked the first time that Bob Dylan had spoken to the crowd in some time. Audiences used to hear...
It took a guy
right
with a flash to get his attention to address the crowd.
Audiences used to only hear his speaking voice when he introduced the band, but he stopped introducing the band a couple of years ago.
Got it.
And so this way, at least they got to hear his voice, his speaking voice.
Did you watch that video post? Because it wasn't about phones. It was about people conversing too loud. The Stain dude. Did you watch that video?
Oh, yeah. No,
he's a hard ass.
He's done this twice in the last couple of months.
Yeah, I finally watched one of them.
But here's the thing. I'm going to defend the crowd here.
So what happens here?
If I read this right.
You watch the video? He's bad.
This is Aaron Lewis from Stain.
Right.
Who's
not a visual spectacular, by the way.
Of recent has been more out on a country kick on his own.
Right.
If I was reading the story right, both times, he was trying to do a song in concert with no microphones.
Oh,
he wanted the crowd to be so quiet that everybody could hear him so he could sing without a microphone and be completely unamplified.
Now I think about it, Push, he was singing on stage.
Is he showing off his theater training?
I don't know.
Is he being theatrical?
But surprise, the crowd wasn't quiet. And he got all pissy and just left.
Yeah, he pulls his cord out of the guitar and walks off. I watched the video.
What kind of a venue was it?
It's not that big.
Not a big venue, but probably 400 or 500 people, I'm guessing.
No, he plays clubs when he's a solo like that.
Yeah, but still, you can't ask a crowd to be so quiet that they can hear you if you're not going to use a microphone.
Yeah, use a microphone.
You're setting an unrealistic standard.
Yeah. Because the microphone's playing, a couple guys whispering, you're not going to hear.
Right.
Or just like this, what's up?
Right.
Yeah.
Don't be such
a dick.
No, he's
kind of a dick. If you watch the video, he's kind of a dick.
Yeah, I mean, he gets on the mic. Well, if you guys don't shut the F up, I'm going to go. Yeah. I just want you to be quiet for this night. Dude.
And he freaks out,
Just stop. Just use a microphone.
He doesn't miss a meal, that dude, though.
Nah.
He doesn't miss a meal.
Well, who's hoping they would throw food on stage?
And Stained all together for a tour?
Yeah, they're getting back together later this year
play
for
rock,
a tour.
A British woman is accused of playing a song loudly at all hours of the night to annoy her neighbors.
What's that song, Craig?
The Laughing Policeman.
Let's hear it.
For a couple of years, the 82-year-old Stella Mason. For 2 years.
Oh, my God.
She put on ear protectors. She pushed stereo speakers up against the walls of the apartment and blasted this song sometimes until 2 a.m.
I know a fat old policeman, he's always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat. He's too kind for a policeman, he's never known to frown. And everybody says he is the happiest man in town.
I know that song.
Yeah, you know it.
From old movies, right?
Yeah. No, it's the
cartoon.
You heard the Five Finger Death Punch cover of it.
So, why'd he hate his neighbors, or she hate her neighbors?
Well, look at him. They used to get along. She admitted to wearing earplugs and playing the music loudly to annoy the neighbors.
Wouldn't you like murder her after about a week?
Oh,
if you're the
neighbor? This went on for 2 years. It got so bad that they actually built on another room to the other side of their place somehow. And it was still bad enough where they could hear. This would be England,
I believe. Why would it be legal for her to keep doing that?
Well, it's not. That's why it's news,
because
she got busted for it.
Yeah. How much of a bitch are you if you have to put in the earplugs yourself?
Right.
Yeah, she had to. She is now moved, but she had to plead guilty to engaging in a course of conduct that caused her neighbors fear and alarm, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, she goes so far as to annoy herself just to annoy the neighbors.
Yes.
I'd crank this out.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to Puss's farm, say hello to his mom. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Take me down to Puss's farm.
Yeah.
No farm.
Over and over. I keep forgetting you're on that.
Sometimes when Dylan does Maggie's farm, it sounds like Puss's farm. You can't really tell the difference.
So, and in Michigan, near Detroit.
Does Rage Against the Machine cover that song?
Push's Farm?
No, Maggie's Farm.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it any good?
It doesn't sound like it's good, does it? I don't hate Rage, but it doesn't
sound... No, I like
sound,
Rage.
But Maggie's Farm is one of my favorite Dylan songs, so I just don't know how that would sound.
Yeah, they did one album that was all covers. Okay. Yeah. Right. There's some good stuff on there. It goes to Tom Joad.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, probably Street Fighting Man, I think, is on there.
Probably not in the system, huh?
I don't think so.
Well, Morello sings "Goes to Tom Joad" in that song, right? When they're
and
their cover.
And no, their cover. It's Zach De La Roca.
Singer. Morello sings it with Springsteen.
Yeah, he
and nailed it. It's great.
Yeah, well, that's why they started doing it out on tour when Morello was touring with him because he already knew the song.
I like that version.
Surprise! The Rage version's a little heavier.
Yeah, a little bit.
In the Metro Detroit area. Just like everywhere else, during Lent, Catholics abstain from meat on Fridays. However, there, near Detroit, there is an option that is still meat that they can have on Fridays
dispensation?
Instead of fish. Yes, it is muskrat.
But that's meat.
That's why it's a special deal.
But it's not because muskrats can jump in the water?
No, it comes from a time, actually, many, 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 many years ago, when they didn't have a lot to eat.
Oh,
and so in order to let everyone keep eating, they allowed them to eat muskrat.
Go ahead.
Thought the Catholics said, they were big in the muskrat trade.
No.
The Catholic Church was big on selling muskrat pelts.
This exception came in the 1700s and allows for Catholics to eat the rodent, eat the muskrat, on days of abstinence, including Fridays of Lent.
So they're not only in line to get the fried haddock, they're in line to get the fried muskrat
with a keg of beer. Well, not everybody likes it.
Did you hear about the father?
It had to do with limited food supply at the time. And so this was one of the few readily available sources of nutrition. So they said, go ahead, eat the muskrat.
So a man-made law allows them to eat it, right?
Wow.
Did Jesus say don't eat the muskrat?
Jesus didn't say don't eat meat.
Yeah, I know he didn't.
So he really didn't.
Right.
He didn't mention the muskrat either.
Exactly.
Yeah, but even Jesus would say that.
Muskrat.
Treat yourself something better than muskrat.
Yeah. Well, perhaps you're missing the point.
Of course we are.
Limited food supply at the time.
I understand that, but why can't I have regular meat then?
They didn't have it.
No, why can't you now?
It's a tradition.
Okay. What's muskrat taste like?
Some people say it tastes like duck. Others say it tastes like nothing else.
Like it's that good? It tastes like nothing else.
No.
It tastes like nothing.
No, it tastes like nothing else.
It tastes like ass, I bet, right?
That tastes like something.
Yes, it does.
So it does not taste like that.
I love when we flirt. I love when we flirt on the air like that. Enjoy your meat. Going back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.